Ish Laos. It's sunny in Salt Lake City, 92 degrees.
Accident on Highland. I'm Len Thomas.
Top story this hour. Doctors say a man shot in an Ogden church by his son-in-law is steadily improving, but remains in the ICU. It's as Ogden police try to come up with more answers. KS Hunters Radio's Andrew Adams was at the latest briefing, at McKady Hospital.
Victim James Evans' wife, Tara, sat there, tears welling up, and only spoke briefly away from microphones. He turned his head at the right time, she says. Otherwise, he would have been dead. ICU doc Barbara Kerwin is now speaking optimistically about a recovery, thanks in part to parishioners who rushed to his aid.
Any injury up in the face bleeds like crazy, so I think they really helped him.
Police say a motive remains unclear for the shooting. They say there have been domestic violence issues with Ricky Jennings, and he also may have been high or drunk at the time. Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
With team coverage, I'm KSL's Cleon Walt. Mass at St. James was canceled last night because of the shooting investigation, so Father Eric Richsteig moved it to this morning.
I really didn't want evil to win, and so we had Mass at 8:30, and a lot of people came.
He says they will have a special meeting on Thursday called the Liturgy of Reparation so that all evil will be expunged from the church. Bishop John Wester says it's meant to not only heal the church, but to those who witnessed the shooting. Wester says they have enough security at Catholic churches, and this was a one-time event.
I don't think we need to, get too worried or turn our churches into armed fortresses.
Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
We're warming up.
KSL's top national story this hour. Tense moments in a mid-air collision, over New York City after a terrorist threat against a United Airlines flight with 238 aboard. Here's Jeff Kaplan live at the KSL National News Desk. Jeff?
Maria, police swarmed the tarmac as the flight landed at Newark.
United 116 with you.
A passenger had announced he'd poisoned everyone on the plane. Now imagine you're sitting in 22B and the flight attendant asks you to give up your cushiony seat and sit on top of the suspect. Passengers took turns all the way across America till the arrest at Newark.
He was in plastic handcuffs, his hands behind his back. He was wearing socks. He had no shoes on.
ABC's Alex Stone. There was no poison. It's believed the guy's mentally disturbed. Live, Jeff Kaplan, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories we're following. A major interagency wildfire battle in Colorado is reaching a possible turning point. The Black Forest fire is now three-quarters contained, thanks in part to drenching rains. Incident Commander Rich Harvey says they are going to cut back on fighting the fire at night, partially for financial reasons.
The cost to date of this fire from our operations, $5.5 million. So that's a lot of money.
Nearly 500 homes have been destroyed over 22 square miles.
The 29-year-old who says he leaked the details of an NSA surveillance program seems chatty. Edward Snowden is participating in a live online chat with readers of The Guardian. ABC's Scott Goldberg has more.
When a Guardian reporter asked Snowden about speculation he's going to provide classified U.S. information to the Chinese, Snowden called it a predictable smear. He then said, quote, "Ask yourself, if I were a Chinese spy, why wouldn't I have flown directly into Beijing? I could be living in a palace petting a phoenix by now." Pressed to clarify whether he's already given that information away, Snowden said, "No, I have had no contact with the Chinese government. Just like with The Guardian and The Washington Post, I only work with journalists." Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Now, the president of Syria is brushing off conclusions from the Obama administration that Syrian forces used chemical weapons against anti-government forces. Bashar Assad has told a German newspaper, "Europe will pay a price if it delivers weapons to rebels in his country."
Politics on KSL News Radio. Utah's House Republicans plan on spending all 3 hours of their caucus meeting on Wednesday discussing Attorney General John Swallow. Speaker Becky Lockhart says the opinions among the lawmakers vary widely.
The House needs to be very careful about this issue, because when and if impeachment moves forward, what you're talking about doing potentially is overturning an election, which is a very serious thing. You don't take that lightly.
The Eagle Forum has sent out letters against taking Swallow through impeachment. Lockhart says they'll listen to all viewpoints before making a decision.
Now, they're not all talk. The governors of Texas and South Dakota really want to woo gun makers from Connecticut. They're visiting the state, hoping to convince firearms manufacturers to pull up stakes and move. Some of those companies have expressed interest in relocating in the wake of tough new gun control laws passed in response to the Sandy Hook shooting massacre.
President Obama is in Ireland for the Group of Eight summit, speaking about a sweeping new free trade deal that would ease import tariffs on both sides of the Atlantic. President says the United States will host the first round of negotiations next month in Washington.
Well, the president isn't the only Obama exploring his Irish roots on this economics summit trip. Ann Compton has more.
While the president worked the summit, daughters Malia and Sasha got a lesson in genealogy. Ireland is proud to claim the Obama heritage, and in Dublin, the girls were shown records that trace their American grandmother's roots back to Fulmuth Kearney, who left the town of Moneygall in 1850. Ann Compton, ABC News, Sligo, Ireland.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News.
Is now the right time to buy stocks? Well, sure, it's in your investment strategy. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
And we'll update your ride home when we check traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nose.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Online and in life. The Browsers with Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson. 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 3:15.
Bringing some of history's most important moments to Utah. I'm KSL News Specialist Carol Makita.
KSL News Time 3:07. Salt Lake City Police want your help in finding a car tied to a shooting that took place early this morning. Lieutenant Tyrone Farias says that someone shot from one car to another near the Jordan River off-highway vehicle park, hitting a man sitting in the second car. Investigators want to talk to anyone who saw or heard it happen.
If they saw anything or heard anything, that they give us a call that could help us with this investigation.
Farias says the guy who was shot thinks the shooter was in a blue sedan.
Well, a woman's bizarre way of killing her dog has landed her in the Salt Lake County Jail. Salt Lake City Police say Kim Davis put bug spray down the animal's throat. She's being held on suspicion of felony animal cruelty, but police believe a mental health crisis might have also played a role.
It's been a bumpy ride for some stock market investors the past month, but not everyone should be worried about it. KSL News Radio's Andy Farnsworth explains.
Ups and downs with the Dow Jones and the S&P over the past month have some strategists thinking now is a good time to buy some stocks. But Charlotte Jessup of Smedley Financial thinks it's actually a good time to remember some old advice.
Really, investing is kind of like watching the paint dry. It should be just very steady and consistent, and you shouldn't get caught up in so many of the ups and downs.
Jessup says it might be a good time to buy in if you're a professional money manager, but it will always be tough for a common investor with no strategy when they try and time the market.
Because if it's a good time to get in, when are you supposed to get out?
She says people shouldn't usually be worried by what's happening with the market at any given time. Andy Farnsworth, KSL News Radio.
Now, consumer advocates say donors to charitable organizations need to rethink how they evaluate those organizations. Art Taylor, president of BBB Wise Giving Alliance, says understanding how an organization plans to meet its mission is key. Taylor says donors rely too heavily on the ratio of income organizations spend on overhead.
Overhead is a very poor way to judge the worthiness of a charity.
Taylor says it's also important to know how often a charity's board meets and whether or not there is accountability. Let's get an update of traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Here's Charles Moran.
Well, we start off the afternoon commute in just fine shape. I-15 looking good out of the downtown area of Salt Lake all the way into Draper. Had no problems over the point of the mountain. And I-15 looking good from Lehigh to Spanish Fork. We've had no problems on the 215 belt route. SR-201 and Interstate 80 all moving nicely. Here's Len Thomas.
The cruise into Davis County is looking smooth as you make your way on I-15 northbound from North Salt Lake up past Lagoon into the Layton Hills Mall area and on to Ogden. And if you're in Weber County, southbound I-15 ramp to eastbound I-84 is closed. I-84 eastbound will also be closed until June 21st. We do have an accident at 9400 South Highland Drive, and the intersection there has things jammed up in both directions there in Sandy. It's about a 15-minute delay. Zions Bank combines low rates with response turnaround times. Visit zionsbank.com/refinance to learn more. Subject to credit and collateral approval. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. I'm Len Thomas, the KSL Traffic Center.
From the KSL Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Lene Meyer. Another warm one today as highs reach 95 degrees with mostly sunny skies. A little bit of a breeze from the south at about 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, temperatures falling to the low to mid-60s. We'll be warming right back up to 95 degrees for your high on Tuesday with more winds in store. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Lene Meyer, KSL News Radio.
A lot of sunshine. It's hot, 92 degrees downtown.
Well, today a Supreme Court ruling released that struck down an Arizona law on voter registration. There still are a lot of major issues awaiting the court's opinion, and you're going to hear them right here when they come out on KSL News Radio.
That's right. We are watching Utah's afternoon news 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
First, it's about the community. Then, it's about you. One day, Riverton Hospital may be there for your family. Today, it'll be there for dozens just like yours. That's why this Saturday, first, it's about them. Join the Riverton Hospital Family 5K starting at 9 a.m. Run, jog, or walk to make a difference. Then enjoy a free pancake breakfast when you're done. After the run, it's about you. Join Riverton Hospital and Primary Children's Outpatient Services for a free community health fair until 2 p.m. Free health screenings, an interactive operating room, community resource information, drawings for gift baskets, bounce houses, even a giant slide makes this the perfect Saturday family event. But start with registration for the run. You'll find details located at RivertonHospital.org. You have until 7 this evening to register. So visit RivertonHospital.org now. Do it for the community. Then do it for your family. Get details now at RivertonHospital.org.
Well, NASA's narrowed it down to 8 astronauts who will be boldly going where no man has gone before, to asteroids, to places unknown, and yes, even Mars. We'll talk about that on the next Doug Wright Show.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Get updated on the quarter hour with KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
Doctors say a man who was shot by his son-in-law at church is steadily improving. Police say the motive remains unclear. I'm KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams.
Other local stories we are following. People hoping to enjoy a campfire in Utah's Uinta Mountains might want to think twice this week. The Ashley National Forest isn't banning campfires outright, but does want visitors to forego them while weather conditions make wildfires more likely.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealership.
An accident at the intersection of 9400 South and Highland Drive. It's affecting east and westbounders. And we have a downtown accident, 1800 South, 500 East. No problems on the freeways. I'm Charles Moran, the KSL Traffic Center.
A warm day today with temperatures jumping up to about 95 degrees by later this afternoon. Expect mostly sunny skies, clear skies tonight. A breezy south wind gets windy for tomorrow. I'm Lene Meyer with weather on the KSL Extra.
Partly cloudy. 92 degrees downtown.
Now, bullying is everywhere, even in the home. In a new report, researchers interviewed 3,600 kids on bullying. The study shows sibling aggression can also have a negative impact on mental health.
And what they found here is it's just as damaging to be bullied by a brother or sister as it is to be bullied by a child in school.
LABC Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Richard Besser says his advice for parents is zero tolerance.
The most important inventions in the history of the world right here in Salt Lake City. KSL News Specialist Carol Makita has the story.
From the first tools to the way roads are paved, a new exhibit at the Leonardo takes visitors through the most important inventions. They changed the world.
Now it's here, first time ever in the U.S.
Utahns are the first in the country to check out the exhibit, and once inside, it's quite the show.
Stunning and new experience. It's not really like anything you've seen before.
There is something for visitors of all ages.
The Lego room, 10,000 Lego blocks, no instructions.
Tonight on KSL 5 News at 6, we'll take you inside the exhibit and reveal which Utah inventor made the list. Carol Makita, KSL News Radio.
Well, another sign that the housing market is continuing to rebound. We'll have more as we go in depth coming up at 3:20.
KSL's top national story this hour. For the first time, the Pentagon will allow women to serve in the Navy SEALs and Army Rangers. Starting in 2015, they'll have to meet the same physical standards as men serving on the front lines.
And now for more of our top national stories, here's Jeff Kaplan at the KSL National News Desk.
Scott NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden's work. The government's going to try and take him out. This morning he told the Guardian website, "I'm no spy."
Then said, quote, "Ask yourself, if I were a Chinese spy, why wouldn't I have flown directly into Beijing? I could be living in a palace petting a phoenix by now."
ABC's Scott Goldberg. Snowden says he's had no contact with the Chinese government. His father is sending Snowden a message through Fox News. Whatever you do, please don't commit treason. First, the battle of the Big Gulp. Now New York City's mayor wants his 8 million residents to compost their food scraps, even if they lived in a 50-story building. The sky-high piles of compost would be used to produce energy, if the mayor gets his way. Iran's newly elected president wants better relations with Washington, but Hassan Rouhani says he won't give up Iran's nuclear program. He is considered a moderate by Iranian standards. He didn't call the U.S. the great Satan today. At the G8 summit, polite disagreement, as Russia's Vladimir Putin told President Obama, "We're not seeing eye to eye about this Syria thing." The White House wants Syria's President Assad gone.
President Obama insists President Assad must give up power, but he believes some of the current Syrian government leaders can remain on the job and keep the country functioning.
ABC's Ann Compton, a face-to-face interlude today between the Russian and American presidents. Ex-NFL star Chad Johnson, you know, Chad Ochocinco, got out of jail today. He apologized for slapping his female lawyer on the butt last week. The judge at his domestic violence hearing was shocked at the gesture, sentenced him to 30 days. Johnson apologized. The judge let him go home with the motherly advice to keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah.
Scott and Maria.
Hey, it's just a football tradition. That's all.
All right. Wrong.
Wrong. All right.
As far as the judge is concerned, yeah.
Thank you, Jeff. If you're just joining us, one of the stories we're following for you this afternoon, forest managers are starting to become concerned about the high risk of fire in Utah's high country. We'll take a look at that story for you coming up straight ahead on Utah's Afternoon News.
And this is KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. Here's Charles Moran.
Well, Maria, we're looking good on Interstate 80 and SR 201 from I-15 all the way into Magna. No problems on the 215 Belt Route. That's from the North Interchange all the way to the mouth of Parley's Canyon. And we've had no problems I-15 from the South Interchange into Utah County all the way down to Spanish Fork. Glenn?
It's a nice drive looking from downtown Salt Lake City up through Davis County. The East Side Belt is a free ride, and it looks like it's a pretty nice drive from Parley's to downtown on I-80. We do have an accident we're looking at there in Sandy, 9400 South Highland. The intersection is still slow, but drivers are carefully getting around there. And another accident in Sandy at 7th West and 9400 South. When you're throwing a party or planning a larger event, the professionals at Diamond Rental can help you put it all together. From linens to tents, Diamond has what you need. DiamondRental.com. I'm Len Thomas, the KSL Traffic Center.
Time for KSL's Accurate and Dependable 7-Day Forecast. Here's Lene Meyer.
And good afternoon. We're headed to another very warm day. Highs will run about 11 degrees above average. 95 the expected high this afternoon with mostly sunny skies. Breezy south winds turn windy tomorrow. That's as the next cold front approaches, but we do warm up once again on our Tuesday with highs back in the mid-90s. We finally see a cool down starting midweek on Wednesday. Temperatures will drop to the low to mid-80s. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, I'm Lene Meyer, KSL News Radio.
Right now in Salt Lake, 94 degrees.
KSL News Time 321. Contractors and home builders are rising from the depths of the housing bubble collapse, feeling optimistic about the market for the first time in years.
Well, the National Association of Home Builders Index reflects that, climbing to its highest point since 2006. Association's chief economist, David Crow, says people are back in the market, and that's making all the difference.
What we're really benefiting from is home buyers coming out of the woodwork. They've been back in the background for several years now.
Crow says rising interest rates are actually spurring growth because home buyers want to lock in those low rates.
Mortgage rates right now are a positive influence because people are saying, I better get started before they go up even further.
Now, the Home Builders Index reached 52 last month, marking the first time it's been over 50 in a while. Crow says that's a significant sign.
That's the first time it's been over 50 in 7 years, since about the same time in 2006. And 50 is a hallmark of achievement.
It's also the largest monthly jump for the home buildings index since 2002.
Well, some big gains for Wall Street today. We'll get you the latest as we watch Utah's money coming up in a moment.
KSL News Time 323.
Hypopharyngeal.
Kaposi sarcoma.
Adrenocortical carcinoma.
Cancer names can be complex. Beating it can be too. Malignant fibrous histiocytoma? There's nothing simple about cancer. Even its names can be hard to pronounce.
Osteosarcoma.
Retinoblastoma. Each has different symptoms and requires different treatments. And depending on your type, there are a variety of techniques used to fight it. Gastrointestinal carcinoid tumor. That's why if you're diagnosed with cancer, the simplest decision should be who to involve in your fight. Intermountain Healthcare. Here, we wield technology proven successful against cancer with a team of skilled doctors who know exactly how to use it, no matter if you can pronounce your cancer type or not.
Thymoma and thymic carcinoma.
Intermountain Cancer Centers. Healing for life.
Ah, Moab, Utah has amazing adventures awaiting you. Moab, an outdoor recreation mecca with the most stunning and unique red rock landscapes in the world. There's the legendary Slip Rock Mountain Biking Trail, two national parks, and the alluring Colorado River. Moab was ranked one of the 10 best outdoor adventure destinations in 2010 by Traveler's Choice. Visit Moab to enjoy world-class whitewater rapids or hiking and biking trails in the LaSalle Alpine Mountains. You'll see petroglyphs, Indian rock art, ancient dinosaur tracks, and museums along Moab's scenic byways. Explore the breathtaking beauty of Moab by hot air ballooning, four-wheeling, horseback riding, canoeing, kayaking, or jet boating. Take in Dead Horse Point, one of the most photographed vistas in the world. Experience Moab's wineries, great shopping, unique restaurants, and local breweries. Go to discovermoab.com for more information. Moab, where adventure begins. Produced in cooperation with the Utah Office of Tourism. Discovermoab.com.
Watching Utah's money on KSL, cities and some states are banning a common sealant linked to higher cancer risks. The sealant contains coal tar, which is considered to be dangerous to humans. The industry says government and academic studies are flawed and there is no proof of harm.
General Motors is recalling nearly 200,000 midsize SUVs because the power door and window on the driver's side can short out and catch fire. Dealers will check the door and replace any malfunctioning parts.
Supreme Court today ruled that profit-sharing deals between brand name and generic drug companies can be challenged as anti-competitive. That's a victory for the federal government that argued the arrangements keeping generic drugs off the market benefit the companies at the expense of consumers.
Your money at this moment, the Dow is up by 110 points. It ended the day at 15,180. NASDAQ up by 28. S&P was up by 12.
Watching Utah's money at 25 and 55 past the hour on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Straight ahead on Utah's afternoon news, we'll tell you how the death of a dog caused a woman to go to jail.
And there, we'll let you know if there are any slowdowns out there as you head home this afternoon when we check traffic and weather together on the nines coming up next.
When you got to get to work or get home, and traffic has stopped. It's an emergency.
You've got vehicles over to the left and right, turning I-15 into a parking lot.
Traffic every 10 minutes on the nines. And breaking updates for emergency traffic. Mornings and afternoons. On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Wilkinson Acura Downtown, luxury intelligently priced.
Don't miss Riverton Hospital's Community Health Fair and Family 5K this Saturday, June 22nd at Riverton Hospital. That's 3741 West, 126 South. Enjoy free health screenings and more.
And let's get an update of traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And here's Charles Marin.
Well, wherever your travels take you this afternoon, there's no problems on the freeways. You'll see clear sailing up ahead. I-15 from downtown to Draper. 215 belt route looking good. We are starting to see just a little bit slower speeds in Murray, around 4500 south. But after that, it is smooth sailing. And then no problems in Utah County. We're looking good along I-15. Here's Len Thomas.
It's a nice traffic pattern from downtown through North Salt Lake up into Davis County. A few cars starting to pick up in the Centerville area, but nothing to slow you down at this point. And once again, if you're in Weber County, southbound I-15 ramp to eastbound I-84 is closed, so you might want to watch for that as you head up there. And that crash in Sandy has now gone. Utah's air can get bad. Do your part. Pledge to ride UTA in July at utarideclear.com and receive a free one-week pass while supplies last. Sponsored by UTA and Zions Bank. I'm Thomas from the KSL Traffic Center.
From the KSL Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Lene Meyer. Breezy south winds today, kicking up a lot of allergens, so you may be feeling it or sneezing a lot. Temperatures will warm to 95 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Clear skies tonight. Temperatures drop down to the upper 60s, and we'll be right back up to the mid-90s with more wind tomorrow. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, I'm Lene Meyer, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Afternoon News with Scott Seeger and Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 3:30 right now in downtown Salt Lake City. A lot of sunshine, 94 degrees.
It's a nice drive out there this afternoon. I'm Len Thomas.
Our top story this hour, the death of a dog has landed a Salt Lake City woman in jail, and police think a mental problem could be to blame. KSL News Radio's Cleon Wall is live in Salt Lake with the story. Cleon?
Scott, someone found Kim Michelle Davis's dead dog in a dumpster over the weekend and called cops. Salt Lake police found her walking down the street and felt that she may have had a mental health problem. They called in their crisis team, questioned her, and she admitted to killing the pooch with Raid, spraying the insecticide down the dog's throat. But in a way, police feel grateful that they could actually find this woman and be able to arrest her, because they feel if it would have gone unchecked, she may have been able to harm other people in the future. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Ogden police are still trying to figure out why a man shot his father-in-law at a Catholic church on Sunday.
Not knowing the state that Ricky Jennings was in at the time, the motive is still a little unclear. It does believe that there's been some domestic violence relationship problems that did expand into the extended family.
Lieutenant Danielle Croyle spoke to reporters at McKady Hospital earlier today. She says charges could potentially come tomorrow against Ricky Jennings. Victim James Evans remains in the ICU, though doctors say he's making steady improvement. He's nodding and writing as he responds to questions in the hospital. Doctors say that he will still need several more reconstructive surgeries.
A Wyoming man has become the third to die this year on Flaming Gorge Reservoir. Happened over the weekend. Authorities in Sweetwater County, Wyoming, say the 24-year-old from Rock Springs ignored advice of friends and cliff jumped from a nearly 175-foot high wall. He did not resurface, and divers located his body at about 40 feet of water. Flaming Gorge crosses the Utah-Wyoming border.
KSL's top national story this hour. The worst forest fire in Colorado history rages on, with officials saying it will probably rage on for another 3 days. With the very latest on the battle, here's Jeff Kaplan at the KSL National News Desk. Jeff?
Maria, 5,000 evacuated residents are getting angry after hearing there's been some looting. The local sheriff says four homes have been picked over. He points out 500 families can't go home, ever.
It's not going home. You're going to rubble.
Sheriff Terry Makita says the fire should be under control by Thursday. Meantime, they're keeping residents away while they investigate if this massive fire is a case of arson. Live, Jeff Kaplan, KSL News Radio.
Utah's high country went from snow covered to hot and dry in just a matter of days, and that has forest managers worried about wildfire. KSL News Radio's Dave Colley continues our team coverage.
Wildfires are already burning in southeastern Utah and in Dinosaur National Monument along the Utah-Colorado line. Now, that concern migrates west. The Ashley National Forest, which covers the eastern and southern Uinta Mountains, wants people to skip campfires this week. They're stopping short of an all-out ban, but do hope visitors at popular spots like Flaming Gorge and the High Uintas Wilderness will take seriously warnings about the dangerous fire weather conditions. Dave Colley, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories we are following. More than a dozen 7-Eleven stores were seized today in immigration raids. More may be coming. ABC's Aaron Katursky with the latest.
Owners and managers of 7-Elevens, those staples of American life, are accused of doing something federal prosecutor Loretta Lynch called decidedly un-American.
The franchise owners that we have charged were engaged in a pattern of fraud and worker exploitation.
Since 2000, court records say the owners of lucrative 7-Elevens on Long Island and in Virginia have harbored illegal immigrants, hid them on the payroll by using stolen identities, worked them to the bone without proper payment, and forced them to live in boarding houses. The workers could now be deported. Federal agents are inspecting dozens of 7-Elevens now in seven states. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Elorum police are looking for a woman they say caused a crash on University Parkway and then just walked away, leaving the car behind. Police Lieutenant Craig Martinez says the woman was driving a black Jetta and made a left-hand turn in front of oncoming traffic, causing the crash.
But the driver
female driver and male passenger actually took off on foot just after the accident.
Police think they know who the driver is, but they're still trying to find her.
Sesame Street has tackled hunger, divorce, military deployment, even the loss of a friend when we all said goodbye to the beloved grocer, Mr. Hooper. But now it's going where no Muppet has gone before, prison.
Alex is the first Sesame Muppet to have a parent who's in jail.
I usually don't want people to know about my dad.
He's not part of the regular Sesame Street cast, but instead stars in an online initiative, a toolkit really, called Little Children, Big Challenges, Incarceration.
I just miss him so much.
One in 28 kids in the U.S. now has a parent who's behind bars. That's more than the number of kids with a deployed military parent. A nonprofit called Centerforce that helps these families says those kids need to know they're loved, and the situation isn't their fault. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Well, Utah Jazz fans will have a sharper view of the action thanks to a multi-million-dollar upgrade announced today. KSL's Jason Shepherd has a preview.
The Utah Jazz announced today that they'll be upgrading Energy Solutions Arena by adding brand new HD LED video boards and a new state-of-the-art sound system. Total cost for all the improvements will be around $15 million, and it's expected to be completed by the beginning of the 2013-2014 NBA season. Jason Shepherd, KSL News Radio.
Still to come on Utah's afternoon news, a do-gooder ends up dead when trying to tackle a bank robber.
We'll get you an update as you head home when we check traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nose.
It's June, and you're looking to plan your family's vacation. Perhaps you're thinking about a reunion spot, or maybe you're in charge of a company retreat. Why not plan something memorable for everyone to enjoy for both young and old at heart in Bryce Canyon? Bryce offers some of the best lodging and hospitality facilities like historic Ruby's Inn or the new Bryce Canyon Grand Hotel. And campgrounds are second to none, featuring modern RV sites with electrical service, sewer, water, guest laundry, showers, pools, and free Wi-Fi. So, hop in the RV and take advantage of Ruby's RV Park and campground located next to the entrance to Bryce Canyon National Park. You won't be short on fun. You'll find all kinds of family recreation like horseback riding, mountain biking, guided ATV tours, wagon rides, local rodeos, and of course, cowboy cookouts and western dinner shows with rope spinning, whip cracking fun, plus cowboy chuck wagon buffets and traditional western favorites at Ebenezer's Barn and Grill. July fireworks and half marathon are coming up, so celebrate your summer with Ruby's Inn and Bryce Canyon. For events, activities, and hot deals, visit Ruby's Inn.com. Smile with Nightside until late. Utah's home station, KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 3:45, the Utah Jazz plan a multi-million-dollar investment in ESA in hopes of luring in fans.
Portion Renewed, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Visit JiffyLubeUtah.com for oil change discounts, services offered, and nearest locations. KSL News Time, 3:38.
Pennsylvania man tried to do a good deed by chasing down a bank robber, but is dead as a result. Police say Vincent Kelly was shopping at a supermarket Sunday when a man robbed a bank branch inside the store. The robber ran from the store and Kelly gave chase. He even jumped into the getaway car and grabbed for the suspect's knife, but that's when the robber reportedly shot and killed him.
Politics on KSL News Radio. Utah's House Republicans are getting ready to debate whether or not to take the Attorney General through the impeachment process, and opinions range all over the place. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke has more.
House Speaker Becky Lockhart says they'll dedicate all 3 hours of their caucus meeting talking about Attorney General John Swallow. Lockhart says some lawmakers think they should have already started impeachment. Others say, hold on.
That's why we really need to sit down on Wednesday
as a Republican group and talk these things through and see where we're at.
She says whatever they decide won't be easy.
Has the public trust been broken? Would our actions or inactions further damage the public trust or repair the public trust?
The Eagle Forum sent out letters against impeachment. Lockhart says they'll listen to all opinions before deciding what to do. Mark Duke, KSL News Radio.
Now, the space shuttles are grounded, but NASA has 8 new astronauts now. It's the first new batch in 4 years.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. Here's Charles Moran.
Well, we're looking good on I-15 out of the downtown area into Murray, Midvale, Sandy, and Draper. No problems. Bangor Highway. Redwood Road looks a little busy from the 215 belt route south to 7800 south. But other than that, we're looking pretty good overall. No problems in Utah County on I-15 or SR-73. Len?
Charles, Davis County remains in an easy light drive on I-15 at this time. We do have a little bit of a congestion on Foothill Drive. That's right at Sunnyside, but it's really just the light stacking up a little bit there. Wasatch Boulevard is in good shape. We do have an accident at Richmond Street and Highland Drive. Now, that is just south of 27 South on Highland Drive. Come see Sony's new 4K TVs at RC Willie, 2300 South, 300 West in Salt Lake on Saturday from noon to 6. The first 25 people will get 2 free movie tickets. I'm Len Thomas from the KSL Traffic Center.
From the KSL Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Lene Meyer. A warm Monday for us with highs reaching 95 degrees and winds that are breezy from the south, blowing lots of allergens and pollens around. So if you suffer from allergies, you may want to take a Zyrtec again tomorrow as those winds are strong again. Temperatures overnight tonight in the mid to upper 60s, warming back up to 95 degrees tomorrow afternoon. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, I'm Lene Meyer, KSL News Radio.
And right now in Salt Lake, partly cloudy, 94 degrees.
Time for the news quiz on Utah's Afternoon News. What do Utah's Republican House members plan to spend 3 hours talking about this Wednesday?
I'll be the first caller with the correct answer at 575-1160, and you'll win a Papa Murphy's Take and Bake prize pack, including free pizza.
I'm Marshall Tate, and my company is Midwest Commercial Interiors. So you need office furniture, but you don't have a lot of time. It's not uncommon. Maybe you underestimated lead times, perhaps your new space is ready sooner than you expected, or maybe you've realized that bringing your old furniture would be a big mistake. You could even be having second thoughts about one of our competitors who you've already engaged, but you're feeling like you're just too far down the road to turn back. It's never too late to call Midwest. At Midwest, we have dedicated teams that specialize in quick turnaround projects. Our real-time 3D design capability allows us to accomplish more in 2 days than our competitors can in 3 weeks. You won't have to settle for a poorly designed space, and nobody can design, specify, and quote your project faster than Midwest. Our buying power allows us to shave weeks off manufacturer lead times, and our in-house installation crews can accommodate the most demanding deadlines. At Midwest, you'll never pay more, you'll just get more. And that's my personal commitment. Midwest Commercial Interiors. Design, furnish, and impress.
Now is the time.
At Tim Daly Infinity, now is the time to get out of that boring Econo box and into the highest rated sports sedan in its class. Not just any sports sedan, but the incredible 2013 Infiniti G37X all-wheel drive sedan.
Including G's with navigation, sports package.
And of course, all Infinitis come standard with leather heated seats,
Bluetooth,
full stereo,
backup cameras, and more.
World-class reliability.
Plus, unmatched acceleration and handling according to leading consumer magazines.
The Infiniti G37 has 328 horsepower, coupled to a 7-speed automatic transmission for impressive fuel fuel economy.
That's not the big story.
Right now, you can lease a new G37 sedan for $289 per month.
Yes, only $289.
With only 10% down or $399.
With nothing out of pocket. Yes, nothing out of pocket.
You heard right. Only $289 per month for a world-class performance sedan.
Don't wait.
Selection goes fast.
10% down and only $4,295 plus tax and license. Leases 24 months, 10K miles per year. No security deposit required. Not everyone will qualify. We have several in stock at this payment. See us on the web at TimDallyInfinity.com or 4594 South State Murray. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
Have a nice day. That's actually happening, and it was Mickey D's that did it. We'll talk about it on the next Doug Wright Show.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Special breaking news and traffic on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, the death of a dog has landed a Salt Lake City woman in jail. Police believe that she killed the pet with bug spray, making the death felony animal abuse in the eyes of investigators. They also say an apparent mental health crisis played a role.
Other local stories we're following this hour. The Speaker of the Utah House of Representatives expects a lively debate when lawmakers meet this week. They'll spend 3 hours discussing the possibility of impeachment proceedings against Utah Attorney General John Swallow.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealership.
We have traffic lights malfunctioning at 2100 South and 700 East in South Salt Lake, and we have an accident in Murray, 4317 South Commerce Drive, 300 West. I'm Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
Summer-like weather for our Monday. Plenty of sunshine, a little bit of a breeze from the south, and temperatures marching all the way up to 95 degrees. I'm Lene Meyer with weather on the KSL Extra.
Right now in Salt Lake, 94 degrees.
KSL's top national story this hour, a terrorism red alert. After a man aboard a United Airlines flight from Hong Kong to New York City stood up and announced that he had poisoned all 238 people on board. Passengers sat on him and police swarmed the man at Newark Airport. Turns out there was no poison.
Speculation was rampant today when the Utah Jazz announced a big change at Energy Solutions Arena.
Well, some people wondered if the stadium would end up with a new name, but instead we're now learning that the changes will come inside that building. KSL's Jason Shepherd went across the street this afternoon to see what the fuss is all about, and he's with us now live in studio, and they're spending a lot of money on an upgrade.
They are indeed. The Jazz announced $15 million that they're now going to be putting into Energy Solutions Arena. Most of that money dedicated to a brand new HD LED video board, as well as a brand new state-of-the-art sound system. So all these changes are expected to take place over the summer and be ready to go by the time the season starts in October.
So nothing really changes with the seating arrangements or anything like that then, Jason?
No, the configuration of the arena stays the same. It will still remain at 19,911 seats. The only thing that changes is, obviously, you're going to have the center-hung video board. In fact, just to kind of give you an idea, I brought pictures in for you guys to see.
Looks like Cowboy Stadium a little bit.
It does. The dimensions of these screens, the one that that goes the length of the court, it's 42 feet long and 24 feet high. And then you have ones that are along the baseline. Those are 26 feet long and 17 feet high. So it's 2,900 total square feet of video board that's going to be inside the arena starting next season.
That's just amazing. You can actually sit in the upper deck and have a better view of the game on the Jumbotron then, right?
And exactly. I mean, that's what these things are. I mean, these things are, they're trying to capitalize because so many people are staying at home right. Because they have these great TVs they can watch them on. So all these arenas and stadiums are trying to replicate that in the arena to try and get people to come back out to the games.
Plus, I'm going to be able to hear better.
They will, yes. The brand new state-of-the-art sound system, they're very proud of that. And it was kind of explained to us that with this new system, they can actually pinpoint an area in the arena that either is too loud or not loud enough and adjust that section of the arena alone to make it so that it's equal with everybody else.
Okay, one last question. Larry Miller built that arena mm-hmm. to be loud.
Yes.
Is it still going to be loud?
It's still going to be loud, and it's still going to remain the home of the Utah Jazz. They were very, they talked about that a lot, that these improvements were done to this arena because this is going to be the home for the Jazz for the next 10 to 15 years.
Terrific.
Great.
Jason, thanks for your help on that story.
You bet.
And you've been listening to KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
Time for another check of traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And here's Charles Moran.
Well, a couple of trouble spots have surfaced. Southbound I-15 before 33rd South, the usual slowing there. We have a northbound accident before University Avenue in Utah County. Northbound I-15 is blocking the two right lanes. You're starting to see a little bit of slowing as you travel through the East Bay area. Len?
As you make your way home this afternoon, it looks like a little light traffic on the east side belt, 215. I-80 is building from I-15 to the mouth of Parley is where traffic is moving well, though, and it looks like it's a nice drive all the way into Park City. From dinosaurs to boating and biking, the adventure never ends in Dinosaur Land, Vernal, Utah. Join us where fun never goes extinct. For more information and stay in prehistoric vacation packages, visit dinoland.com. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time now for the accurate and dependable 7-day forecast. Here's Lene Meyer.
Well, more sunshine for us as we move into our Monday afternoon and another big warm-up as temperatures once again warm to the mid-90s. That's the case for your Tuesday as well. Winds are coming in out of the south, a little breezy, and they'll turn even stronger tomorrow as our next weather system approaches. If you suffer from allergies, you may want to grab a Zyrtec or Claritin, whatever helps, because the pollens are in the air and sticking around. We'll finally see a cool-off and a change of wind directions on Wednesday. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. I'm Lene Meyer, KSL News Radio.
Whatever helps is great advice. Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, it's sunny and 94 degrees.
Time now for KSL Drives, a daily look at cars and the cash we spend on them. And here's KSL News Radio's Brian Martin.
This is one of those times when both car fans and video game players rejoice. The new Xbox One comes out this fall, and one of the big games will be Forza Motorsport 5, the latest installment of Microsoft's amazing racing series. Forza 5 will have all the beautiful cars, Lamborghinis, Ferraris, even my favorite, Indy cars. But this game takes it another step. It's how the cars handle that'll make the difference. And new this time around, a feature called Drivatar, like your avatar. The game tracks how you drive, sends it to the cloud, and the game can then recreate your Drivatar in friends' games. Yeah, you become that computer-controlled player in your friends' games. Okay, back to reality. With KSL Drives, I'm Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
So I'm apartment hunting and having this debate with a landlord.
Like I said, no pets. Just can't rent you the unit.
Yeah, he's a dog, but sir, he's not a pet.
He's four-legged, he's hairy, he's on a leash, that's a pet.
No, Henry is an assistance animal. Look, I'm legally blind. Couldn't you make a reasonable accommodation for my guide dog?
Young lady, you can call your canine friend anything you want. Those are the rules.
Rules? Rules that allow for housing discrimination? So I made a call to HUD to confirm that, indeed, landlords must make reasonable accommodations for assistance animals. And now we're so happy in our new apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your disability, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or familial status, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
can help you get a lower rate, but only if you call First Option Mortgage.
If you're just joining us this afternoon, police in Ogden are still trying to piece together why a man shot his father-in-law in the head at church on Sunday. We'll have the latest coming up.
Time now for the pattern. Here's Lene Meyer.
High pressure back in place across the Wasatch Front, and that means hot afternoons the next 48 hours. But a cold front is on the way. The low pressure center moving in will create some gusty winds for Monday and Tuesday, and cooler conditions move in on Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Lene Meyer with the pattern on KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money confidence among home builders jumped in June, hitting the highest level since 2006. National Association of Home Builders and Wells Fargo Housing Market Index rose to 52 from 44 in May.
Walmart is recalling more than 6,000 outdoor chair sets with swivel bases that can break and cause people to fall. Government says the recall affects the Metro six-piece outdoor set and the Montero four-piece set sold at Sam's Club.
Well, a former McDonald's employee in Pennsylvania is suing after she was paid with a debit card that came with numerous fees. The woman's lawyer says state law entitles employees to choose how they want to get paid.
Your money at this moment, the Dow is up by 110 points, ending the day at 15,180, NASDAQ up by 20. S&P up by 12.
Watching Utah's money at 25 and 55. Past the hour on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help with your financial health and future. Better is one with experience and knowledge of their industry and has your financial future in mind. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your financial health, especially in light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs who belong to the Utah Association of CPAs receive constant and continuing required education to ensure your financial health and well-being. CPAs are the most qualified to advise you on your taxes, but are also experts in business and personal financial issues, tax planning, general accounting, overseeing processes and procedures, as well as risk management for all your personal and business needs. Hire a CPA and be sure you are getting the most for your financial well-being. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org, brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
Shields is gear, passion, sports, and great events that help you get the most out of the activities you love. Here's what Shields is bringing you next.
Join us for the Berkeley Fish Fest. Visit with Shields experts and fishing pros in the industry. Stop by the Berkeley Experience trailer for great deals and more to start the fishing season. Don't forget to register to win prizes and fun family activities all weekend long at this free event. Berkeley Fish Fest at Shields, June 28th through the 30th.
Shields, we're right there with you. And right there in Sandy at 114th and State Street.
Dealerships. Here's Charles Moran.
Well, just checked the cameras on Bangor Highway, and we're looking pretty good from SR-201 all the way to I-15 down in Draper. We have no problems on I-15 southbound through the Salt Lake Valley. 215 belt route in good shape. No problems in Utah County. We do have some northbound slowing from Sandy into Midvale. Len?
Charles, traffic is increasing into North Salt Lake, into Woods Cross and Bountiful. Then it lightens up into Farmington, but overall, nice drive there. Legacy is quite a glide at this point. East Side Belt 215 is seeing a few more cars, but no problems in that area. Save up to $14,000 on all remaining 2012 Ram heavy-duty trucks at Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Sandy. Visit lhmdeals.com for information. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
And the forecast, clear skies tonight. The overnight low should be about 63. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, and warm. High in the upper 90s, 95 and windy And then we start to drop off on Wednesday back down into the mid-80s. Going to be mostly sunny all the way into next weekend, though. So temperature is going to be a little bit cooler through the week. Right now, partly cloudy in Salt Lake and 94 degrees.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's news.